Well, he was born right over here, just around the hill there where I was raised. Mm-hmm.
Did they go to school?
Yes, but they didn't have any high school education.
Uh-huh.
Very few got a high school education back in, well, even when I was growing up. We had no way of getting to school. The school's nearest high school was Mountain City, of course, and
sure.
Just a few that was able to
get
go to school.
Uh-huh. And your father was a farmer then, I'm sure.
That's right.
Did your mother work?
No. Well, my mother died when I was just 20 months old.
I see. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, what about her? Did you know her parents? Your mother?
No, never. Never saw them. They passed on before I was.
You didn't know anything about them either. Huh?
Nothing.
I see. How about your father's parents?
I knew my grandmother on my father's side, and she died when I was only about 3 years of age.
Do you know where they were born?
Well, my grandmother was born back up in Zionsville, North Carolina, that country. Yeah.
And do you know where your grandfather was born?
Now, my grandfather, I really don't know where he was born.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I see. Are you married?
Yeah.
Okay. How old's your wife?
She'll soon be 80. She's 79.
Uh-huh. And what about her schooling?
She didn't have any schooling. Much more
yeah.
Than that.
Well, that's that the kind that you mentioned though, which you say, you know, you talk about that. That's really the usual amount of education for most of the people when you were growing up.
That's
most,
right.
Most people in this part of the
country. School teacher didn't have much more education.
That's right. do you know? Is she Methodist too?
Yes.
And
yes.
You know where her parents are from?
No, I don't. I just don't know whether she knows.
You know where she was born?
She was born in this county, in this country, that old, just a little ways from here.
Right. And now, how many people would you say live around Laurel Bloomery?
All 300 or 400 probably.
This area out here, how many different kind of little communities are there around Laurel Bloomery?
Well, there's probably half a dozen. There's Sugar Creek, we call that there's a country across that way. And there's Atkinson Creek. And Dooley, they call it, there's a little country called Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
And Shingletown, Waters Branch, and then up this valley toward Mountain City, that there's known as the Laurel country. So there's several communities.
Mm-hmm. And what communities are up the highway going up toward to the north?
You mean right down here with this?
Yeah, in the big highway, you know, the highway that goes.
Well, that's just on the Laurel Creek down there. You call that the law.
Well, where is Eureka around here?
Which?
Eureka?
There was.
Uh-huh.
Used to be a Eureka, but that's all.
Was that down closer to Mountain City?
That there's south of Laurel Bloomery here, about 1 mile up the road. There's a road that turns left-handed. Now, that's up that Atkinson Creek
uh-huh.
I was telling you about. Right there was where Eureka was.
I see.
There was a schoolhouse there.
I see, but that's no longer.
And a sawmill and a grist mill at one time.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Now I want to ask you a couple of things about first, let's start out here with some things about the farm. Could you just tell me about how your farm's laid out?